أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we finished off with the Surah Tawbah. As we were discussing, we finished Surah Anfal and Surah Tawbah towards up to verse number 80, where it was talking about the Munafiqeen and their characteristics and features. And then we were also talking about the characteristics or features of the believers, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. And we stopped over there. Today, as we heard the Shaykh reciting, he recited the last part of Surah Tawbah from there onwards until the verse 125, which is the last verse in Surah Tawbah. In these ayahs, we listened to a lot of issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing over here. We heard about the Munafiqeen, how they wanted to create differences, tafarqa, amongst the believers by building a masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Masjid Dirar, and forbade the Prophet ﷺ from going to that masjid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informed us in the surah about what are the quality of a masjid. La masjid ussisat ala taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the believers, they build a masjid on the issue of piety, taqwa, not on the issue of fasad and fitna and hirs and hasad and things like that. Because the masjid is a place of worship, is a place of recharging our batteries. Masjid is a place of not just eating and drinking, but it is also a place for recharging the soul, the nafs, from the ayat of the Quran. But in Ramadan, since we don't get a chance to eat that much, it's also okay to eat while we listen. No problem. I'm not trying to pinpoint anyone here, but I'm just saying that just like we think about the al-ghiza al-jasadiyya, just like we think about the ta'am al-jasadiyya, we should think about also the ta'am al-ruhaniyya, or ta'am al-ruh, ta'am al-nafs. What is the ta'am for that? What's the baklava for the ruh? What's the kahwa for the ruh? What's the halwai for the ruh? So that we can think, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about here, that the masjidun ussisat ala taqwa, the masjid that is founded, the foundation is based on taqwa, not on competition, on hirs, on hasad, on status, on things like that. And then we also heard the beautiful words in Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He has done a tijara with us, a trade. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Just like Brother Imtiaz right now was saying about the donation and all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that our amwal, our mal, is already sold out. It's sold to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator and the Master, the one who gave us the mal in the first place. We didn't have any qudra, we didn't have any istita'a to get this mal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His ni'mah, through His blessing, gave us this mal, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى, purchase, bought. We go to the market, we purchase things. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah in Surah Tawbah is saying that He has purchased from the believers أَنفُسَهُمْ, their souls, the nafs. We are sold out. There is a no vacancy sign on our foreheads. Every believer has no vacancy, no place to sit. Because Allah is saying that I have purchased your souls and your mal in return of something better. Tijara, that is beautiful tijara. For what? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Can there be a better return for our mal, for our nafs, for our hayat than Jannah? Allah subhanahu is trying to make us, give us the understanding in this ayah that look, mu'mineen, believers, you are sold out. You cannot sell yourself بِعَرَبٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا for a few materialistic values. As the hadith of Rasulullah says, that as the min ashratu sa'a, from the signs of the Day of Judgment, from the signs of Qiyamah, is that yubi'u deenahu bi'aradin min ad-dunya. You'll see a man or a woman, a mu'min believer, one who has said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you'll see him or her come and sell their deen, their religion, their haya, their nafs, bi'aradin min ad-dunya, for a few bucks, for a few wealth. This is from the Ashrat al-Sa'ah. And we see this today. As we speak in 2004, there are believers all over this earth who sell their soul, not for Allah, but for Arabim min ad-Dunya, for materialism, for values and things of this dunya. And then they always think about how will Allah help them in du'a. Also in this Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that especially for those believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that even if you have qaraba, if you have relatives, friends who are mushrikeen, la tastaghfir lahum. You cannot make istighfar for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses to the Prophet ﷺ when he was making istighfar tawbah for his uncle Abu Talib. Okay, and he asked him that, Ya Ammi, just say the kalima and the rest I'll take care of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses saying that no believer, no Muslim can make istighfar or tawbah for their mushrik. Obviously, if it's Muslim, it's a different case. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that how Ibrahim al-Islam, it was on maw'idatin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that Ibrahim al-Islam's istighfar for his father, kana an maw'idatin, it is for that time and for a specific reason. Then towards the end of Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالثَلَاثَةَ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. Those people who, if you remember yesterday, we were talking Surah Tawbah, that it mentioned about Ghazwa Hunayn, that in the Battle of Hunayn, a lot of people went, and also it talked about Ghazwa Tabuk. And in the Tabuk war, a lot of the Munafiqeen went back to the city of Medina. They didn't go with the caravan of the Muslimin. And there were three of them who did not go, and then they came to the Prophet ﷺ. Their incident, their waqi'ah is also discussed in Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they came to the Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet ﷺ here their punishment. And it's mentioned in this Surah, Surah Tawbah, that Al-Hijr, isolate them, cut off from them. Nobody talk to them, nobody greet them, nobody see them, nobody meet them, nobody interact with them. Not only the Muslimin, but even their family members were ordered by Allah and by the Prophet ﷺ that they should not meet these people. And as Allah says in that ayah, as the Shaykh recited, ذَاقَتْ, that they became suffocated, they became so restrictive. Imagine, your wife, your children, your mother, your father, nobody is talking to you. Why? Because Rasulullah ﷺ and Allah ordered. So they began to feel the quyood, and then they had the nadama and nadam, and they made tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says he accepted their tawbah and released them, and then people started talking to them. And then towards the end of Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about sifatul Nabi alayhi salam. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Azizun Ali. There has come to you a Prophet of Allah, a Prophet Rasulullah ﷺ, that is from amongst you, from your qabail, from the Quraysh, who is Aziz, who is there powerful in terms of leadership and things. And he's Harisun. He is guarding and protecting. He has so much concern about your Iman. Like you remember I said yesterday, that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when all the Prophets of Allah will be saying Nafsi, 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 because of the wahsha of the Yawm of that day, and the Prophet ﷺ will not be saying Nafsi, Nafsi, rather he'll be talking about us, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. And here in this ayah in Surah Tawbah, Allah is telling us about the hub of Rasul ﷺ for us, for me and you. Even though he's not with us today over here, but he has concern for his Ummah from that time, even on the Day of Judgment. Then Allah also says that he's Ra'uf and Rahim, kind and humble and generous in nature and merciful for his people. And that ends with the surah, with the sifat of the Rasul. Then Surah Yunus starts off, and Surah Yunus, as you know, it's named after Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, who was sent here on earth, and his people did not value him and cherish him, and he became very upset with him, and he made dawah for them, so he left them in anger and he went away, and the people, they became very scared. His whole qawm, the whole group, the whole qawm became scared that, now the azab of Allah is going to come. We didn't listen to our Prophet, we irritated him, we angered him, he's gone now, he left the qabila, he left the city, now Allah's azab is going to come. So they all went into obedience, and the whole qawm, the whole ummah became mu'mineen. This is the only Prophet from all the Anbiya Allah who has the sharaf, that his whole qawm became Muslim. In the other Anbiya, the other Prophets that came, that majority of their people believed, but a lot of their people did not believe. But Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam is the only Nabi, only Prophet of Allah, who has this sharaf, this honor, that his whole people accepted Islam of that time, the Iman. And they were, because they were so much scared that azab will come. And Allah did not send the azab and stop it. However, Allah told us also in the surah and in another place also that he kept Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach of the fish, the big fish, for 40 days he was alive over there. And that was a mu'jiza, a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing to all of humanity who are going to read this ayah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Surah Yunus, as we know, is a Makki surah, so it talks about the ahwal of the things of Qiyamah and other things. So one of the things that Allah SWT talks about here is materialism, the love of dunya. Allah SWT talks about the feature or characteristics of those people who love dunya. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Allah SWT says, verily indeed those people who have no desire, no wish of meeting Allah SWT, لِقَاءَنَا, لِقَاء مَعَ اللَّهِ, سَنَلْتَقِي مَعَ اللَّهِ, they have no, مَا فِي رَجَاءَ لِهَذَا, مَا فِي رَغْبَ لِهَذَا, فَكَيْفِيَةٌ كَيْفِ. Allah SWT says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. SubhanAllah. Allah SWT is saying that the one who loves this dunya is as if they don't want to meet Allah. Or the one who doesn't want to meet Allah is so busy in this dunya, in the hub of dunya, in the shahwa of this dunya, in the lazza of this dunya, they're so busy, they don't care about Allah. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And then Allah SWT says something even more that sends a chill down our spines. A very moving ayah. In the same in this ayah, in which Allah SWT says, وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاتْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. SubhanAllah. Allah SWT is saying that these people, they don't only just love this dunya, but they are taskeen, tam'anina, sukoon, itminan. They are peace and tranquil in the way they're living in this dunya. They have no raghba, no desire for deen, for tawheed, for khidmatuddin, for iqamatuddin, for ibadat, for things like that. They are so much peaceful and tranquil in what? In the issue of the love of this dunya. And Allah SWT says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَأْوَاهُمْ النَّارِ. Allah SWT says that these people, they will get nothing except the nar. Because they are so busy in the love of dunya, in the love of things like that, that they have no desire to work for their akhirah. See, me and you are ourselves, meaning Allah SWT tells us that we have a goal, we have a mission in life, we have a hadaf, we have a purpose, and that is to earn the akhirah. We use this dunya, this life, to earn the akhirah. And these people, Allah SWT says, إِنَّ الَّذِي لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاتْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. And then Allah SWT ends with, وَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. I think something like that, Allah SWT says that they are غافل. The purpose, the reason or cause of them being like this is they are غافلين عن الله, غافلين عن الآخرة, غافل, oblivious, forgetful. And that is why we remember, and I finish with this, the hadith of Rasulullah, he said, حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. And if you want to correct yourself, if you want to rectify your soul, your nafs, if you want to protect your soul, your nafs from the fitna and facade of this dunya, don't let the hub of dunya get into your heart. Why? Because the beloved words of our Rasulullah is saying, حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. The love of this dunya is the head of every sin or mistake or fault or corruption or malfunctioning. As if saying that it is the foundation stone of the ighwa al-nafs. The corruption of the soul starts from the hub al dunya. And that's why we see that the Sahaba, the first generation of Muslims, about whom Allah says, radiallahu anhu wa radu an, they did not have hub al dunya. They used to hate the dunya. But that does not mean that they didn't earn mal, they didn't earn wealth. No, they knew how to earn wealth, they knew how to get wealth, but they also knew how to spend it. Spend fi sabilillah, spend on their family, spend on their parents, spend on their relatives, spend on things for the iqamah to deen, and at the same time fulfill their necessities. Not that they accumulate in big hordes of rooms of things and then let the love of the dunya get in. As the scholars and ulama say that the principle of mal is, the more we run after mal, the more it runs away from us. So it's like a mad dash, crazy running around. And the more we run away from the mal, we say, stay away, we don't have any raghba, no love for mal, the more it will come to you, it gets attracted. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.